This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. And we're about to hear from President King Alexander of LSU and Vice President of Enrollment Jose Aviles. And they're here to talk about the admission standards and the discussion ongoing about it. But a reminder that we're in the home stretch. We'd like to hear from you at 855-893-9753. And this hour, the highest contributor will receive a beautiful wooden frame mosaic. It's a spectacular piece of art from John West, and you can go to our Talk Louisiana website, and you can see the mosaic that is available to the highest contributor. Again, 855-893-9753, and good morning to you, President Alexander.
Yeah, Jim, it's great to be back.
And good to see you, Jose Aviles.
Yes, good morning.
Well, you've been in the news lately, a lot of discussion about admission standards. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is that we've been criticized, and even I've been on the show, I think, four previous years for losing our best and brightest and not having very and having very little interest about the out-of-state best and brightest. And we revamped our approach and became on really moved on offense, and we've got the best entering class we've ever had, largest entering class we've ever had, highest scoring entering class we've ever had. And now we're on offense, and we've picked up the largest out-of-state class, in-state class, and we haven't reduced standards at all. All we've decided to do is on a small fraction of these students that are on the edge, take a closer look at who these students are, what they've been through. Did they lose their home in Denham Springs and Livingston Parish and their high schools that may have impacted their junior year and put them a fraction below what the 3.0 and they have a 2.95, but their ACT is fine. We're just taking a closer look because we have more information about these students, which is in complete agreement with ACT and 48 of the best 50 public universities in the United States.
Well, this holistic movement is something that's certainly not unique to LSU. Why is it being done in places across the country? You note that most schools are now doing this. Why?
It's why, because now we have better information. We have more than just two different metrics on what students have accomplished and what students have achieved over their four-year period. And here's just a quote from ACT. They said, this is not a rationale to dismiss objective testing scores, which we haven't done. It's still required. But rather, the justification for using multiple methods and measures to evaluate a college applicant when multiple sources of information are available, basing decisions on less information is the worst solution. We have more information on these students, such as the students who lost their homes in a flood or had lost a parent or have been a fraction or a one credit lower on a core curriculum but still had a 4.0 that would normally be considered an exception last year, which they'd have to go through an appeals process, which very little students do.
We're hearing the voice of King Alexander, the president of LSU and chancellor of the Baton Rouge campus, the flagship university of Louisiana. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. Also in studio is Jose Aviles, the vice president of enrollment. The headline in yesterday's Advocate, the Mark Ballard story, 7.5% of LSU freshmen below standards. Is this cause for concern, or is this standard procedure, Jose?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a cause for concern for us, at least. You know, what we've done in our review process has been anchored in the depth of research that we understand around how to select students, and it's consistent with the best practices in the country. So the idea that we're being measured by exceptions and that we're at a 7.5% exception rule, to me, is just not in the same framework of the way that we're operating related to the factors that matter and predict success on a college campus. We feel that our class that we've just admitted is one of the most extraordinary groups of students that we're bringing to the main campus here at LSU, and we're confident that they're going to be incredibly successful on our campus, and we're just excited to see them as they get out the gate.
Well, a question from a listener is noting your statement to begin, President Alexander, about how well things are. So if things are going so well, why do we need to evolve and change?
Well, things actually weren't going well. We were down 600 freshmen the year before, and we paid no attention to becoming an aggressor on bringing in out-of-state students. And we heard this from all over. We were losing the best and brightest to many other states. They were throwing a lot of scholarship money. We had to completely revamp what we were doing. So 2 years ago, we were down 600 freshmen from what we anticipated. Now, that may have had to do with the Tops battle that went on, but it also had to do with us not being aggressive and keeping going and keeping and recruiting our best and brightest within the state and becoming an aggressor out of state, as our other counter peers have done throughout Louisiana, to steal our best and brightest.
All right. Another perception a listener notes is that most of these who are so-called below standard are athletes. Is that correct, or is that a misconception?
That actually is not correct. It's a small percentage of really, we're talking about around the initial group is about 10% of who we reviewed, about 400 of the 5,800 students, and 100 of those are out-of-state students who have one has a 4.3 GPA from Seattle, Washington, but the core curriculum of the state of Washington doesn't match Louisiana's, which impact about 100, which we'd have to consider exceptions. So the biggest group are the out-of-state students that have a different core curriculum that doesn't match Louisiana's, but have exceptional academic qualifications, and in fact. They do not go through the appeal process because they have offers from other universities all over the United States.
877-217-5757. And hopefully my voice will last through this, but you're choking me up. Last Friday, or Thursday actually, of last week, the LSU board backed new admission standards. Was that a significant development?
Well, the board has seen what this means, this comprehensive review means, and when we need to take a look statewide what an exemption is. We have students who are valedictorians in their high school who are right on the edge of the ACT minimum and vice versa. And even ACT says that we should take a closer look at these students just to see if they have other qualifications. Like, we have one who was valedictorian in rural areas. 40% of the Louisiana kids are rural kids who have had maybe one shot at an ACT. They didn't have access to prep courses, but their GPAs are the best in the school. And one of them is from Texas. And one of them is from Texas, and she actually got admitted at UT Austin and Texas A&M, and because the core curriculum didn't match ours, we would have had to reject her and ask her to go through the appeals process.
Well, until 1985, LSU had essentially open admissions, and it changed then, and there was a lot of course, if you can imagine, gnashing of teeth at that time. But what has the university done? Has it advanced significantly since that change was made?
We've advanced significantly, but I just point out that the ACT wasn't mandated until 2001. So this national admissions discussion is an evolving discussion that is utilizing multiple measures as recommended by ACT and our other peer universities, that as we get more information, we should put those into the portfolio of the students so that we can take a much closer look at students who are on the edge or those students as juniors that may have lost their homes in their high schools in Livingston Parish.
Did it take you by surprise that there has been such pushback on this?
Well, there's been a little bit of pushback, and it's coming really from a small number of people. But the reason we ought to be celebrating the best and brightest class we've ever had, highest achieving class. At the same time, we haven't taken students from other Louisiana institutions, which was also mentioned. Everybody's looking at the fact that most institutions in Louisiana have had a relatively small increase or a large increase in universities all over the state, which the good news is we have more kids going to college now than we did last year and many years prior to that.
And, of course, the graduation rate has improved remarkably.
And the graduation rate is the highest in the state. And in addition to that, the exceptions that we have made in the past are almost at a 50% graduation rate, which put LSU exceptions as the third best public university in the state, just on exceptions alone. So we're only taking students that we think mm-hmm. can actually succeed, and that's why the number is so small, and it's even smaller than last year's.
Well, I recall when I enrolled 40 years ago, the graduation rate was about a third, 33%. So it's much better than that.
70%, and we're growing.
We'll be back with President King Alexander and Vice President of Enrollment Jose Aviles after this brief pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And if you'd like to show your support for WRKF, we welcome that idea and hope you'll pick up the phone. You'll be in and out in fewer than 89.3 seconds if you call 855-893-9753, 855-893-9753. And a reminder that this hour, the highest contributor will receive the stained glass mosaic, beautiful piece of art from John West, who is a avid supporter of WRKF, based in the great hamlet of New Roads. Moving clearly behind university administrators, LSU's governing body endorsed last week a unilateral decision to change admission standards in a way that relaxes a requirement that applicants surpass a minimum score on College Board tests such as the ACT. And with us to talk about this is King Alexander, the president of Louisiana State University, and Jose Aviles, who's been at the Old War School for a year. And he is involved in trying to get LSU at a rate of other schools. And that brings us to a question that we received online about how LSU compares with the Southeastern Conference, other schools in the league in which LSU participates athletically. How do they do as far as this holistic method?
Well, you know, we looked at that very closely and looked across the country to see how many institutions really practiced admissions this way. And again, the evidence is just compelling. We were certainly an outlier, both in the SEC and across the country, across the flagships and across the top 50. There was just a handful of institutions that were not practicing admissions this way. When you look at us in the context of the SEC, we had one of the we probably are the leader in the SEC this year. In terms of the number of students that decided to come to LSU compared to the previous year, we exceeded all expectations, and we're really proud of that context and to see that we are, in fact, leading among our SEC competitors in this way.
All right. And I'll point out that the team we play on Saturday, Georgia uses it, Florida uses it, Texas A&M uses it, Kentucky, Tennessee use it. There's only three schools 3 weeks ago that did not recruit
in the SEC.
And now it's two because Ole Miss is moving towards it. They haven't announced it, but we know they're doing it as of about a week and a half ago.
The University of Alabama does not do it.
University of Alabama and Arkansas are the two that don't do it. And I feel comfortable that our partners in this are the vast majority of the SEC, as well as the ACC in Chapel Hill in Virginia, and the entire Big Ten but one.
Yeah. Well, it's a case in which LSU is certainly trying to get the best and the brightest, but you say some of these kids, particularly out of state, they have no idea what the requirements are in Louisiana, so when they apply here, they may be exceptional in every way. They just may not have the necessary requirements. So you're trying to make an exception for them, and that would be understandable, but do those comprise the overwhelming majority of the people you're trying to get in?
That's about 25 to 30% of the ones that have to be considered exceptions, and most of those students are not going to go through an appeals process because they have offers from other universities, other states, and the likelihood of ever getting them to Louisiana vanishes immediately. We're the main university in attracting the best out-of-state talent, and we've got to use every tool possible to bring them to Louisiana so they can build our economy in the future instead of somebody else's.
And at LSU, you fight for students with other schools, particularly the SEC. For example, the University of Alabama actively recruits students from Louisiana, doesn't it?
They do, and I'm pleased to say that we're up 20% on stealing some of the best and brightest out of Alabama this year. And we're also after their students. And this year they've taken a hit on getting many of our best and brightest. And I'll also point out that Alabama's method in all this in freshman class, this freshman class is only 31% in-state. We're not sacrificing in-state students for out-of-state students. We're 78% in-state. And we have room to take both our in-state qualified students that can succeed as well as out-of-state. So this isn't a supplanting of our in-state, which is going on at many other institutions throughout the country.
That is a remarkable statistic you just gave. 78% of the LSU students are Louisiana born and bred, Louisiana high schools. Only 31% at the University of Alabama.
And it's down to about 40% of the entering class at Arkansas and 48% at South Carolina. So this is not what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to do both, get the best and brightest here and keep them.
I think I'll also say a point about that is that, you know, for the last 4 years, as the president was saying, we decided this year we're going to go on offense. For the past 4 years, we've seen a growing number of students that we were losing to our SEC competitors. And this year, the data just came in this past week, and we saw a sharp kind of contrast to that, where we actually outperformed our SEC partners in gaining the student to come to LSU versus them choosing those other institutions. First year this in this go-around where we saw that dynamic actually emerge.
877-217-5757. There's still time to get in with President Alexander and Dr. Aviles, who are trying to explain what's going on at LSU. And this holistic admission standard is in place in places like Cal Berkeley. That's a pretty good school, isn't it?
It's a pretty good school, as well as the other 47 of the 50, which are 48, including Berkeley, that have been using this for many, many years.
And we will go to the phone lines in just a moment again, 877-217-5757. Now, the LSU enrollment currently is?
Right about 31,000 with the entering class, 5,800, which is our largest and highest achieving freshman class.
What is the ideal level of enrollment?
I think we have room to grow to about 35,000, and which means that we also need to take advantage of our out-of-state talent to use the university to bring them in. But also to make sure that we're getting the best and keeping the best and brightest of our own right here in Louisiana.
Daryl on Blue Bonnet. Daryl, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with President Alexander and Jose Aviles.
Good morning. I guess I have a question. I have a son who's a high school senior with a 30 on his ACT, a super score of a 32. My wife and I, between us, had 3 degrees from LSU. I get a letter from Tulane every week. I get a letter from Alabama every week. My son applied to Alabama, was accepted within 2 days. I think in the last year we've gotten one postcard from the old war school, and it's just a little disheartening. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, I'll answer that. We've been really aggressive this past year and getting more communication, more consistent communication out to students that we are recruiting. I certainly in this past year recognized that we were not really competitive in the way that we were telling our message and making sure that both in print, email, and even social media, we were outreaching to students and families. So we certainly increased the number of communications compared to what we have historically done and have made sure that for the students we want most that we're directly communicating with them. So I think that we should experience, or family should experience, that kind of dynamic.
And Daryl, you can call my office and leave your son's name. Sometimes our students slip through the cracks, and we ought to be more aggressively going after them. But this year our numbers certainly show that that is the case. But if we're losing your son because we're not aggressive enough, give my office a call, the president's office at LSU, and we'll change that around.
And the number to call?
We'll call Debbie Richards in the president's office.
578-2111.
578-2111. 877-217-5757. Thank you, Daryl. That's our number. And we go to David east of Baton Rouge. David, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Two questions, really. One is, do you have a limit on the numbers of freshmen that you accept each year? And what is the percentage of students that are on tops?
All right.
That's the... We don't have a freshman limit at the time. In fact, because of previous efforts that we were down on freshmen 2 years ago, we are at our highest freshman cohort right now. But with the new dormitories, new residence halls, new apartments we have on campus, we have room to hold more and to bring in more. So right now we do not have a limit on the freshmen that are qualified. If they're qualified, we'd like to have them. And that was the first question, second question?
Tops.
We are the largest recipient of students who are on tops. 15,100 of our 26,000 undergraduates are on tops. So about 75% of our Louisiana students are indeed on tops. And we just hope that we don't go through the last 2 years what parents have had to go through, students have had to go through with regard to reductions, and it becomes a political football that nobody wants to see happen as we move into the next year.
How important is it to preserve tops?
Tops is vitally important. I mean, that's one of the reasons, a number of reasons. That's why we've been able to be aggressive in keeping and moving towards even keeping more of our best and brightest so they don't have to give up tops. But additionally, it's also a rationale for it's an important piece of the puzzle and why LSU is among the lowest five flagship institutions in student indebtedness. So we're one of the best in keeping students out of debt. At the same time, one of the best flagships in the country in starting salaries. TOPS plays an important role in keeping our students out of debt.
Now, the Board of Regents is surveying the situation. Is there any cause for concern about this?
No, we'd just like the Board of Regents to take a careful look at what who these exceptions are. And instead of sending out rejection letters and asking them to appeal when they have 4-0s and 3-8s and very qualified students because they may be one credit shy of social studies credit shy or out of state, the core curriculum doesn't match. I think we need to reexamine the whole idea of what are we considering an exception? Because right now, as we dove into this, there are a lot of problems in who we consider, quote, exceptions. And we don't want to reject these students first and then say, please appeal because you still could get in. Let us do the work on the front end so we know who is qualified to be successful at LSU.
Well, you've had a baptism by fire over your last few years, not only budget, but, of course, the tragic death of Matthew Groover and now this. Do you like your job?
Oh, I love my job because we're doing the right things for Louisiana. This is a human capital economy, and we need to see these students and talented students as the future engines of our regional economies, our local economies, our state and national economies. And we got to keep our best and brightest and go out and steal everybody else's best and brightest and bring them to Louisiana.
Well, thank you, President Alexander, and thank you, Jose Aviles, and best of luck. Certainly, as LSU goes, so goes the state.
Thank you, Jim. Go Tigers this weekend.
Yeah, Georgia, big game. Number two. Coming to Tigertown, afternoon, 2:30. Be there. We'll be back.